Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
The season starts on Saturday. You see, you can't bring the volume down when he starts singing. Jonathan, do you have no respect? You have the decency to play Put Your Head on My Shoulder, and then you bring it down just as he starts crooning? This is no way to treat Paul Anka. There's work to be done, people. There's work to be done. Tony Katz, 93 WIBC, good morning. The Indy 11 season kicks off this Saturday, first home game. Saturday, April 1st, not an April Fool's joke. April 1st, get your tickets, Indy11.com. Sadly, will not be there. I will be visiting my mother in Florida. I will be there the following week against Oakland. Oh, that's going to go down. Yeah, I'm definitely going to more games. I should at this stage of the game. Why don't I have my own suite? Why don't... That's nuts. That's sad. That's crazy town. I should already. I got to get that done. But I'm going, and I hope to see you there, Indy11.com. Not sponsors. I'm just a fan. That's all there is. How are they not sponsors? I mean, what the hell? That's crazy. A story of Jack... and the toy. This is fascinating. There is a Supreme Court case going on involving Jack Daniels. You know what? I should have had you cue up Tennessee whiskey, Jonathan. If you can just find that and throw it on there. By the way, yes, Tennessee whiskey, not bourbon. Bourbon has rules. Jack Daniels never wanted to be bourbon, so they could do their own thing. It's convoluted. Let's move forward. There is a dog toy company called VIP Products that made a squeaky toy for dogs. So they made it in the shape of a Jack Daniels bottle. Exactly the same shape, nearly the same size. Thank you. And instead of being Jack Daniels, it's called Bad Spaniels. And it's the old number two on your Tennessee carpet. Now, Jack Daniels is old number seven. Get it? The old number two. The number two. Not a number one. Number two. Right? And it actually says on the label that has the same type set and the same font very closely as Jack Daniels, it says 43% poo by volume. Now, that alone, to me, it'd be like, yeah, I'm not buying this thing. Neither here nor there. They've got a bunch of these kinds of products, these parody dog products, dog toys. They've got Mountain Drool instead of Mountain Dew. Then they got Heinesniff. Heinesniffin. As I guess it's like Heineken in. All right, so that's what they do. Jack Daniels is saying, look, we love dogs, appreciate a good joke, but we like our customers even more, and we don't want them confused or associating our fine whiskey with dog poop. That's an actual filing with the United States Supreme Court. So there is something called the Lanham Act, L-A-N-H-A-M, which is a discussion of, could somebody engage parody, or can a trademark be applied so it doesn't cause confusion to the original? As if someone is going to actually confuse this dog toy with Jack Daniels, which, for the record, let me be clear, remarkably underrated. Jack holds up. That whole banana feel going on, that is quintessential Jack. And I will more than happily fight anybody who tells me that Jack is not acceptable. Now, you can play in the other worlds. You can play with the Gentleman Jack if you want. The Bottled and Bond. The Triple Mash. The Jack Daniel's Triple Mash, which I think just came out in 2022. The Triple Mash is sensational. Not good, sensational. And at the price, oh yeah. A yes, 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 you want it in your liquor cabinet. The Triple Mash, I think it's a, is it a Bottled and Bond? It is, so it's 100 proof. Bottled and Bond is another government designation. One distiller, one distillation, one distilling season, right? It was specific to the idea that they wanted to ensure that you were getting the product you said the bottle said you were getting, because in the day, people would put freaking kerosene in bottles and be like, bourbon, there you go. And that's why bourbon is designated by law. So Bottled and Bond came before the legislation that really designated bourbon as bourbon and the great American drink. It's fascinating. You can learn about it in my book, Let's Go Bourbon, available at Amazon.com. Let's Go Barbecue, coming out just before summer. We will have it out. I think we'll have it out before Memorial Day, but it will be absolutely out for Father's Day. And we are planning a very, very large, large-scale book signing. It's going to be fantastic. It's going to be so much fun. We're going to have a ball. Anyway, does Jack Daniel's have a case? That's the question. And the answer is, I don't know. You can argue that you have a trademark, that you have a product, and these people are clearly cribbing off you and stealing your hard work and stealing your intellectual property for their profit, and that's not right. I tend to agree with that. But the idea that someone's going to really confuse this dog toy with your product is kind of nuts. Someone's going to go to that dog toy and be like, ha! Look, it's like a Jack Daniel's bottle. I would argue that more people would probably be offended that they made a dog toy look like whiskey. Oh, this is a bad influence. I have no idea where this case goes. But I just think it's fascinating that's out there. You can sue for anything. Anything. We'll see what the court says in a couple of months. Me, I would just suggest drinking more Jack Daniels. I mean, responsibly, but still.
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.